This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, a new welcoming center in Oregon will show visitors the long-term presence of Native people in the region. And we'll have the second part of our two-part series about Colorado River Basin tribes and the fight for water. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A new welcome center in the town of Blue River, Oregon, had its grand opening last week. The Mackenzie Crossing and Native Center is located in the geographic heart of the 9 federally recognized tribes in Oregon. It's also in an area hit by the 2020 holiday farm fire.
I wanted to create something up the Mackenzie River and Blue River to help it heal.
Catherine Kia Wilson is a bicultural liaison for the center with connections to many tribal communities, including Native students she's mentored at the University of Oregon's Longhouse. Although the grand opening competed with other events on June 14th, including the No Kings rallies, Wilson was pleased at those who made it.
We had over 50 people there, a wonderful celebration.
The center will show how many tribes cross through the area for gathering, camping, and traveling to the obsidian cliffs along the coast. Wilson's grand plan is to establish a film center for Native people where they can learn how to make original films.
At this point, I broke the ice, so to speak. And it's time for the tribes to step in. If they want this to happen, I'm here. But it's too big for this little old lady. But that was the dream.
Wilson says she's working with Native grant and business writers to make the film center a reality. And now we continue yesterday's story from KJZZ's Gabriel Piatrazio about how tribes along the Colorado River are faring under President Trump.
Uncertainty is still rippling from top to bottom, with So pointing out that the White House had yet to nominate a reclamation commissioner. That was until the Trump administration tapped Ted Cook, who once managed the Central Arizona Project, to potentially lead the Bureau.
They're still filling out the political roster interior quite a bit.
Daniel Cordalis, who is also Navajo, runs the Tribal Water Institute at the Native American Rights Fund. Settlements are hugely important legal frameworks for tribes in securing their water rights by basically turning paper claims into guaranteed acre-feet allocations, along with the funding mechanisms needed to do so. Such agreements, largely bipartisan, can only be ratified by Congress.
And of course, tribal water rights are not the president's priorities. It's not uncommon. You know, that being said, I think we have an Interior Secretary who is sympathetic and supportive of tribes.
During his confirmation hearing, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum was hopeful he can deliver results for all along the Colorado River.
I've got some good understanding and good exposure to this, but I think you can count on that we're going to look for a collaborative solution that serves everyone.
But even if Burgum is behind tribes, getting the GOP-controlled Congress on board could still be challenging. Cordalis says slashing federal dollars may have a trickle-down effect, stalling Indian water settlements.
Congress is very much on the president's playbook about cutting costs, reducing the budget, and doing things and requiring, for lack of a better word, offsets.
The biggest offset of them all would be the Northeastern Arizona Indian Water Rights Settlement for Navajos, Hopis, and San Juan Southern Paiutes. It's worth $5 billion, an expense that the federal government incurs.
Where do you offset that? And who's going to do it? That's the concern here. These settlements have big price tags.
So is slightly more optimistic. She thinks the Trump administration sees this settlement for the three tribes in northeastern Arizona as an economic driver.
For the most amount of acres and the largest populations of tribes in the country.
The first Trump administration ratified the nation's most expensive Indian water settlement to date, valued at $1.9 billion.
That tells me, at least from the federal perspective, the first Trump administration understood the investment in Indian water.
But that all happened before Trump began focusing on so-called government efficiency. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatrazio.
And I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.